Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is an overview of Bloom's taxonomy model in support of the problem-solving competency. Problem-solving is a valuable skill to have in any business or support line. Successful problem-solving requires critical thinking and creativity. People often try to problem-solve too quickly and jump straight to a solution, which often ends in failure and therefore wasted time. A methodical approach to problem-solving will guide you to a solution in a step-by-step process that provides a deeper understanding of the problem itself, rather than shooting in the dark. In this podcast, we will discuss a critical thinking model called Bloom's Taxonomy. Bloom's Taxonomy is a model that classifies learning objectives into 6 levels, divided by complexity. Each level provides the foundation for knowledge and comprehension to encourage questions that lead to critical thinking about a problem. The 6 levels of Bloom's taxonomy are 1. Remember. 2. Understand. 3. Apply. 4. Analyze. 5. Evaluate. And 6. Create. Let's discuss them one by one. The first level, remember, is simply knowing what the problem is. Asking questions such as who, what, when, and where, and remembering the details will help you gain basic knowledge about the problem at hand. The second level is understand. This takes your knowledge of the problem one level further. At this level, you want to understand what might have caused the problem and what the potential implications of it are if left unsolved. In the third level of Bloom's, apply, the information gained from Level 2 is used to develop and implement possible solutions to the problem. The fourth level, Analyze, looks at the effectiveness of the solution just applied. This step helps you to search for key relationships, inferences, and conclusions to help determine if you've made the right decision. The fifth level is Evaluate. Looking at the problem and solution from a broader view will help you to determine if the outcome was as expected. Using the results from the analysis level, justify whether it was the right solution based on the impact it had. The sixth and final level is Create. In this level of Bloom's taxonomy, a communication and/or action plan is created about the solution to the problem to develop further initiatives. Using the 6 levels of Bloom's taxonomy to problem solve provides an organizational approach that can be applied for various levels of experience and industries, making it a great tool for those used to problem-solving with a less organized method. Bloom's taxonomy defines the roles and responsibilities of team members at each level in the organization to successfully operationalize the tasks. It also establishes clear goals and critical thinking questions to fundamentally solve almost any problem. Bloom's taxonomy is a strong foundational structure to attack problem-solving with logical methodology. While other learning models can vary from the structure of Bloom's, all of them contain most, if not all, of the core elements of Bloom's 6 levels. As a leader, you may want to adjust how you use the 6 levels based on your situation, so feel free to iterate within the levels to best solve the problem you're facing. Please refer to the infographic on Bloom's taxonomy as a reference guide to tackle your next problem with a methodical approach and achieve more impactful results. Thank you for listening to this podcast on Overview of Bloom's Taxonomy. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ, Total Force Development, at navy.mil. As part of your certification, please write this code in your workbook. 7. Lowercase p, capital V, capital S, capital U, 4.